Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past nine.
Isn't it good to know?
Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival for the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, this is another request night, and I hope it will please the lady who wrote to me complaining that my last request night included something from the Maid of the Mountains, which it didn't, actually. Well, there are no maids, all the singers are men, and no mountains, not even a Miff Molehill. Oh dear, I better get a rocket for that, sorry. But if there are some non-jazz things tonight, it's because listeners have requested them, and as they're vintage popular music, I play them. So, let's start with something lively for a winter evening. How about Gatemouth by the New Orleans Wanderers with Johnny Dodds, Kid Ory and George Mitchell? Made in Chicago in 1926 and requested by Mr. Alf Pritchard of Eltham. Fine, let's go. A Louis Armstrong composition played here by the New Orleans Wanderers, that's the original Hot Five, but with George Mitchell in Louis' place and with Joe Clark on alto sax. It seems I have a pleasing number of ladies listening to the show, and I notice they usually request the more sentimental old numbers. Well, why not? I'm very happy to play them. Mrs. Hilda Williams of Kingsbury asked if I could play Tears, the song Ken Dodd made popular a few years ago, but not by him, by a band or singer of the time it was written, back in 1930. Okay, how about Sam Lennon and his famous players? Thank you.
for souvenirs are all you left me. Memories of a love you never meant. I just can't believe you could forget me. After all the happy hours we spent together, tears have been my only consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness.
What a lovely day for digging the dust with Brian Rust. Tears, made in 1930 by Sam Lennon and his famous players. They were famous too. Glenn Miller wrote several arrangements for Sam Lennon. I wonder if that was one of them. Mrs. Flack of Tulse Hill gives me a wide choice, but I'm awfully sorry, Mrs. Flack, I can't find any of them apart from Dream Daddy, which is so old and worn on my copy, I don't think you'd enjoy it much. But you do ask for the Harlem Footwarmers playing My Mound Bijou, and there you've stumped me. I can't find anything like that title but the Harlem Footwarmers, that's Duke Ellington, you know. So, will it be all right if I play this rather wistful number by them, Big House Blues?
Thank you.
Big House Blues by Duke Ellington and the Harlem Footwarmers. I've also had a list of requests from Mr. Peter Lynch of Worcester Park, among them Goody Goody. I played that by Benny Goodman a couple of weeks ago, so here's a different version by Ted Wallace and his Swing Music, a fine Dixieland bunch. Goody by Ted Wallace and his Swing Music. A listener who asked to be known just as Ernest of Finchley asked if I can find a record he hasn't heard for over 40 years. Yes, Ernest, I can. And here it is, 47 Ginger-Headed Sailors by Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band, made in London in 1928. Do you know something? That trumpet is by Sylvester Hola.
On a home trip, up and down she's bobbing. Though the crew's pretty tough, the weather's so rough, they're open up and say that they've had more than enough. I've got a brother, he's an able seaman, and they call him Redhead Tom. I wired to say I'll meet you, and with your pals I'll treat you. So who do you think I've had a message from? 47 ginger-headed sailors, coming home across the briny sea. When the anchor's weighed and the journey's made, then they'll start the party with a heave ho me hearty. If there's 47 ginger-headed sailors, you can bet you're gonna hear them when they hail us. And as they step ashore, there'll be one mighty roar from 47 ginger-headed sailors.
Seven Ginger-Headed Sailors by Ray Storita and his Ambassadors Band. Not all my listeners can go back that far, of course, but as I said last week, some of them are of the Beatles generation, yet they still prefer the oldies. So welcome to young Mr. David Rodd of Greenwich, who would very much like to hear Louis Armstrong's Hot Five play Cornet Chop Suey, the original 1926 recording. David, you couldn't have chosen a better one. It was the first Hot Five I ever heard, and it has a special appeal for me, too. Chop Suey by Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. How about some absolutely non-jazz nostalgia now? Mr. John Kirkwood of London W2, what's that, Paddington, isn't it, would like the original soundtrack recording of Fred Astaire singing Cheek to Cheek from his film Top Hat in 1935. Coming up now.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see.
when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Fred Astaire, Cheek to Cheek, from the soundtrack of his film Top Hat with Ginger Rogers, 1935. And we'll have some more requests after the break.
Hemdale presents Roger Moore in Gold. Gold is action and adventure. Roger Moore is the victim of a death trap. And the bait is lovely Susanna York. Don't miss Gold. It's hard-hitting, rugged entertainment. It's Roger Moore in Gold, a great new action film. Gold, Certificate A, all over London, now.
Good to know, Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Our next request isn't for a record at all, but for the date of one. Mr. Robert Sparks of South Croydon asked me if I know when Bob Crosby's Bobcats made Stumbling and Fidgety Feet. Yes, it was made in Los Angeles on Saturday, November the 13th, 1937. Nice record, isn't it? How would it be if I played a Bobcats record anyway, such as Five Point Blues featuring Yank Lawson on trumpet? Crosby's Bobcats with trumpet by Yank Lawson, Five Point Blues. Also from Croydon, Shirley to be exact, comes a request for Nat Gonella's record of An Ear Full of Music. Mr. Roy Barter says he lost his copy during the war years and has never been able to replace it. I hate to say this, but I can't find a copy either. It's not that common. But if anyone has a spare one that they'd like to sell Mr. Barter, I'll arrange it if they drop me a line here telling me about it. That's An Ear Full of Music by Nat Gonella and his Georgians on Parlophone. Well, Paul and Sue Mason of Watford, describing themselves as two very devoted fans who haven't missed a show, and put 18 pleases on the back of the envelope, ask for the signature tune in full. Well, that's quite easy. Tiger Rag by Charles Dornberger and his orchestra. Thank you. Tiger Rag by Charles Dornberger and his orchestra. Quite a record with our old friend Ponzi Kruntz, that's his name, on trombone. A listener in Woking in Berkshire missed one of the shows when the time was changed, but I hope you're listening now, Mr. R.R. Elliott. You asked me if I'd play an old piano roll rag. I will indeed. Let's hear one of Scott Joplin's lesser-known numbers, Weeping Willow Rag, and this is of special interest as it was recorded by the composer himself. Joplin himself playing Weeping Willow Rag, written in 1903. Our next guest is the namesake of one of the great New Orleans trombonists, Tom Brown. Mr. Brown lives in Hanwell and asks if I'll play one of several suggestions. Yes, indeed. You ask for any recording of Maybe Who Knows. This was a song written by Ruth Etting, the popular singer, in 1929, and here to sing it is the big heartthrob of the late 20s, Gene Austin. The trumpet you can hear is by Mike Mozziello, the clarinet and sax are by Andy Sinella, and the piano introduction is by a man named Fats Waller.
Oh, what a fool I was to ever part from that old gal of mine. When I was blue, she used to soothe my heart with rays of golden sunshine. What a difference since she's gone away. Life don't seem the same. If she'd only take me back, I'd take all the blame. Maybe she's lonesome, maybe she's glad, feeling unhappy, she may be sad. Maybe my heart, my broken heart. Morning, dawning, brings no change, but sorrow. Maybe she needs me, maybe she's blue, maybe she loved me more than I knew.
Gene Austin singing Maybe, Who Knows with Fats Waller. One of several Fats did with Gene Austin, by the way. I played this to Gene, and he remembered clearly that Fats came to him, begging to be allowed to accompany him on a record date as he needed money. Gene readily agreed, and so did Nat Shilkret, who directed the session, but the other men in the orchestra, the straight men, not the jazz players, they made some very rude remarks about Fats's size and his colour, so Gene Austin simply faced them and said, OK, boys, we'll go behind that screen and make the records, and then you can't see either of us. Mr. Waller and I will do the recording. You can go home if you like. Of course, you won't get paid, but don't let that worry you. They stayed. Talking of Fats, I have a request here for his famous solo Alligator Crawl from Mrs. Vera Rolls of Hatch End. Here it is. Thank you. Alligator Crawl by Fats Waller for Mrs. Vera Rolls. Mrs. Rolls also asked for a record on behalf of her husband, Derek, who particularly likes Muggsy Spanier. Who doesn't? Well, I hope this one will please you, Derek. Luisada Blues by Ted Lewis and his band, with a beautiful solo by Muggsy. Luisada Blues by Ted Lewis and his band with Muggsy Spanier. And we'll have some more requests after the break.
Isn't it good to know? Capital.
Well, here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Mrs. Doreen Barnes of Windsor very much enjoyed our last request night, she says, especially John Bowles singing It Happened in Monterey, as he did in the film King of Jazz. And she asked if I'll play the same artist singing Song of the Dawn from the same film. Of course, all I have to do is turn the record over. That's all there is to it.
Wake from your sleep, all you weary ones, who are weary all the night. Look to the east, all you dreary ones, who are waiting for the light. Dawn is breaking and a new day is born. The world is song of the dawn. Birds are waking, hear them welcome the morn. They're sweetly singing the song of the dawn. Yesterday the skies were gray, look, the dawning hair blue, the smiling life anew. Sing hallelujah, for the dark night is gone. The world is singing the song of the dawn. Dawn is breaking and a new day is born. The world is singing the song of the dawn. Birds are waking, hear them welcome the morn. They're sweetly singing the song of the dawn.
Song of the Dawn by John Bowles for Mrs. Doreen Barnes. Well, that should make a good one to finish with, don't you think? But on the other hand, it'd be nice to go out on an up-tempo number. So how about another Fats Waller, this time with his rhythm, for Mr. Thomas H. Masters of Sidcup, who would like The Joint is Jumping. Well, all right then.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and cats and check your hats. I mean, the joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This is spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Send this joint, boy. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Don't you hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. The joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Every Moses on his toes, I mean, the joint is jumping. Uh-huh. No time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Get the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet beer and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, my man. Don't mind our. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Fats Waller, who else? The joint is jumping. On that note of hilarity, I'll have to close the request shop tonight. I hope you enjoyed sharing these records and that we can meet again next week, all right? Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.